Damien, great to talk with you again for the Monday Business Watch. We're starting off with the story of a couple of former Las Cruces High Bulldog football players who have launched a successful audiobook company that showcases authors of color. Tell us more about this.
Well, it really is a great story about two former Cruces High grads that have joined forces. One of them has a background in business, and the other has a background in technology. He's an electrical engineer who got his first degree at NMSU before going on to get a degree in artificial intelligence at UNM. And basically, what they're trying to do is bring books written by authors who are Black, Indigenous, and persons of color, or BIPOC authors, to a broader audience. Luke Cadet, I talked to, he was the founder of the company, and this kind of came about through his own experience, because he was trying to track down a book. He's a Haitian refugee who came to the United States when he was 3 years old and moved to Florida. He's got a really great personal story, and ended up in Las Cruces. And he was looking for a book that was written by a Black author, and he couldn't find it on any of the big audiobook providers. So he came up with this idea, and through his work with his old high school teammates, they ended up launching this company to bring books from Black and Indigenous and Hispanic authors to a broader audience. And they've gotten a ton of partnerships. For instance, they've already partnered with the University of Texas Press, Arte Publico out of the University of Houston, Duke University, the University of North Carolina, Rutgers, and several others. And they're currently in talks with, I think they just sealed a deal with Hachette, and they're talking to Random House and Macmillan and Penguin, and think that they'll have those locked in within the next couple of months.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. I want to move on and talk about something that we have discussed quite a bit on the Business Watch, the expansion of businesses at the Santa Teresa border region at the port there in southern Doñana County. U.S. Senator Martin Heinrich visited last week. What can you tell us about his visit?
That's right. He was down there visiting the port of entry. He took a tour and got a briefing on upgrades that are in process at the port, as well as the needs of U.S. Customs and Border Protection as well, that agency. He toured the complex with his staff. Unfortunately, we weren't able to cross the border with him. Our reporter had to wait in the parking lot until the end of the visit, but that's when we got a briefing from the senator. Of course, now he sits on the Senate Appropriations Committee. He's also the vice chair of the Joint Economic Committee. And he said that the purpose of his visit was to kind of get a pulse on exactly what has changed and what it would be worthwhile to invest in as we move forward. You might recall we've talked in the past about the expansion of the lanes at the port of entry to accommodate some of the larger loads, the oversized loads that they're moving through there. A lot of those include wind turbine blades.
Yeah.
And they've also tried to make it a hazmat port, which is still in the works. They would like to be able to move hazardous materials through there. So those are some of the big priorities moving forward. And now Heinrich's got a little bit of a louder voice to make that happen.
Damien, unfortunately, we're out of time, but thanks for the update. We'll talk to you next week.
Excellent.